Revenue Chat Episode 107. The Dream Business Community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business Community at tonyduroso.com/community. Get the Revenue Chat mobile app for your Android or iPhone. It's free. Download from your cell phone or smart device at tonyduroso.com/mobile.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Hello again and welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode 106, Looney Libous gives a very simple basic talk on how to finance your startup and business using a very successful, tried and proven system, which is not too much in use today despite the great success it delivers. A great talk for anyone that wants to get capital for their business without giving away the farm. Great stuff. On this episode, we have Cloris Kylie. She says she helps you attract the right clients so that you build a magnificent business that creates impact and thrives in the long term. This marketing MBA is the founder of Lead Generation Academy and Client Attraction Bootcamp. Cloris is going to reveal secrets to creating digital programs that sell. Her website is ClorisKylie.com. That's CloriskYlie.com. All right, revenue crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Cloris to reveal secrets to create digital training programs that sell. Here we go. Hello, Cloris. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. Very happy to be talking to you today.
Well, thank you. And you know, I am very grateful to have you on the show. And I want to thank you so much, Cloris, for taking the time to hang out with us on Revenue Chat.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm excited because I have a lot of awesome little tidbits to share today.
Oh, good. I am very interested. Of course, as you know, sales and marketing is my background, and this show topic is of extra special interest to me. So I mentioned a little bit about you in the intro, and perhaps you'd like to fill us in a little more on your roots, how you became an expert in your field. Cloris, how did it all start for you?
Well, Tony, it started in a way that I would say most entrepreneurs start like, and that's basically not knowing that we're going to become entrepreneurs. Life kind of takes us in that direction. In my case, I graduated with an engineering degree and then I went for my MBA, but I never really saw myself as somebody having her own business. I just kind of visualized this corporate career and just going up the ladder, just a traditional thing. That's all I knew. Nobody in my family had their own business. So I said, well, you know, that's what you do. And it was only when I had to leave my job, just because it wasn't really fulfilling in what I wanted to do, that I was in that space that, okay, I need to make some money. I need to do something, that I came up with a way to start making money, basically by helping students with their SAT and ACT. And at that point, I realized that I loved helping people. And I started to think about having a business. I said, well, you know, I have my MBA. I have this skill that is really good. You know, maybe I can make some more money out of this. And the more I thought about it, the more excited I became. And I think that's a key indicator whether an idea is worth pursuing or not, Tony. If you feel that you become excited and that you cannot wait to learn more and to explore it more, that is a way to know. So I wanted to explore it. I learned everything I could about starting a business, and so I did. And so that was years ago. That was probably over 12 years ago, and I grew that business, and I had a great time. I helped hundreds of students. I hired tutors to work for me. It was great business. And then it wasn't only until I published my personal development book that I became knowledgeable about digital marketing, because I was faced with that uncertainty of, you know, like I was in a place I had never been before. I had a book. I wanted people to read it. Now what? You know, what do I have to do? And that's when I became so passionate about digital marketing and learned everything I needed to know to get my message out. And that's what led me to eventually want to help other people who were in my same spot back when I published my book, when they had a message to share and they wanted to reach out more and more people. And that's where I am today now. Yeah.
That's very cool, Cloris. Very cool. And, you know, I totally get that you just fell in love with the area and you just developed this passion for it. And, you know, it really shows for any of the Revenue Crew audience. You go to ClorisKylie.com, as I spelled it out for you in the intro. The first page, I mean, the homepage goes, reveal your magnificence. It's such a profound statement. It just sets the stage. It shows that exuberance and passion to help others. And I just love it. I think that's one of the best titles I've ever seen on a page.
Oh, well, thank you, Tony. Yes, it all started actually with the book. The book was called Magnificent, and that was driven by my need to make people realize that they are magnificent and they have a message to share, and it's worth sharing that with the world and realizing that no matter what challenge you have something valuable to share, and that definitely needs to be out there, and that's why I'm so passionate about doing this, doing what I do.
Very cool, Cloris. And I can't wait to talk about the secrets to create digital training programs that sell. But I'm going to sort of ask you perhaps kind of a dumb question, and maybe it'll help educate and give more information. The big question is for some people, well, why offer digital training products?
Well, you know why? This is particularly important for people who have an expertise to share. And it's important if you feel that you're just constantly trading time for money, right? Because, you know, what happens if for some reason you cannot be there for your clients and you reach a ceiling? You know, there's a point at which, you know, there's a certain number of hours in the day. And after those hours are exhausted, then what? You know, how do you really scale your business? And how do you come up with a more reliable source of revenue? I think it's important to never rely on one source of revenue for your business. And if all you have is your time and that's all you have, that's your only source of revenue, that's really risky. Having a digital product is a way to diversify. You could have a membership site and then have a constant revenue stream. It's a way to really document what you have. And it actually will help your private programs, if you have a private program or private practice, because just by creating the digital training, then you'll be documenting everything you do, and it'll help you promote your private programs in a more powerful way. Because once you tell people exactly what you're going to be walking them through, then they'll see more value. And of course, you can have higher prices because people see more value in what you offer.
That sounds very interesting. I like what you're saying. Okay, so this is something that you think is available for anyone. If they're an expert or very good on something, they can create digital products. Am I getting it right so far?
Yes, any expertise you have. Let's say that you're a yoga teacher. You don't have to be there in the room teaching yoga. You could create a yoga training program via a video online. Even one of my entrepreneurs that I've been helping, he has a squash training program. Basically, he goes to different squash facilities and he delivers the training. But now he wants to come up with his own online training so people can learn squash tips. You know, there's a very enthusiastic community of squash players. So he can tap into that. You know, I have another entrepreneur who wanted to help people who are approaching retirement, how to navigate through that. And, you know, it's information that is really timeless. So he can put it all together into a program. I've had coaches, life coaches, business coaches, people who help others tap into their intuitive self. So any expertise you have can be translated into a digital program.
Okay, I get you. Now, some people might think of a digital program in this sense, a training sense, as putting a video online. Are there different types of different training that your clients create, or is it just, hey, just put a video up, you know? Could you maybe give us some drilled down information on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you could definitely have videos, a series of videos, and those videos have to be tailored to the need of your audience, because that's a common thing, and which actually happened to me. I wanted to create a program, and I didn't take the time to really ask, okay, what exactly does my ideal client want, right? So I just went ahead and spent months creating this program. It was actually a personal branding program. And at the moment, I thought that everybody could benefit from personal branding. I said, well, you know, corporate employees and entrepreneurs, students, you know, anybody who could benefit from this. So I created this generic program. First of all, I didn't research the market enough and realized that there really weren't that many personal branding programs out there for a reason, right? So I didn't research the market. I just created this, a bunch of videos, and they were high quality. But what happened was it wasn't something that the market needed in the format that the market wanted. So as a result, of course, it was a failure. And of course, from that failure came a lot of learning, and that's how I've been able to create my own program now to teach people how to do this, you know, how to create these programs and position them. But I would say, to answer your question, yes, you could do videos, but only if your audience would need and enjoy videos to do the training. You could do a training that is via text, you know, series of PDFs, downloadable PDFs. You could have an audio, so you have audio training programs. It's basically anything that facilitates the learning, of course, with materials to go along. Like, you know, think about this. When you go to college, what happens? You have a book, you have some sort of syllabus to go by, you have some sort of materials to go along with the program. So same thing happens in digital training. It's really no different. It's about you teaching your expertise in a way that gives people a step-by-step path to follow. It must be a system. If it's just information, then people can just go and Google it right now and get it for free, right? So it's got to be a way, like a step-by-step system that people can follow from beginning to end, regardless of the format, so they get the results they want.
I see. So this is done sort of like a classroom style as a course with different courses, I guess. And at the very end of the series, you've become very good in that particular area or whatever. Something like that so far?
That is right. Okay. I mean, it's not about becoming, it has to be like one thing. So for example, let's say that you play tennis and you're having a hard time with your doubles partner and you wonder, you know, what's wrong. You always lose the matches and you know what to do. So you could create a training to help people improve their scores in doubles matches by showing them little tricks that they can do with their partner to communicate better during the match, to leverage each partner's strengths. So then you focus on that one thing. Or maybe somebody who has trouble serving. I'm just thinking about tennis for some reason, but you know, somebody who has trouble serving the ball. So you do a special training just for that, to learn how to serve, the different techniques, when to apply each one of them. So ideally, your training program should be focused on one thing. So if you create, for example, a marketing digital training program, it would probably not do well because it's too general and you're not really telling people what results they will get. Okay, so I would go towards specific and results driven for your course to be a success.
I got you. Okay, it's all fitting in very well. So just about every single business that I can think of so far applies to this. They could create a digital training. I can't think of any service provider that wouldn't fit in this because they're an expert in something. They're in business and they could create training, digital training products to train on some aspect that they know that they're an expert in.
That is true. And then, as I said, as you create these programs, you'll realize that you do have a system. Because there's one thing that happens, Tony, like we do things every day. We are knowledgeable. We have experience doing it. And it's intuitive, right? Like when you go in the morning, you know, you get dressed, you don't think about it. You don't say, oh, I'm going to, you know, start with one leg, put on my pants, and then the second leg, you know, you just do it. You go out and you drive, you don't think about what you do. But once you put down what you do every day to get the results that you get, and then you realize that, wow, you know, I do have a system. And if you're just one step ahead of somebody who's starting in the process, somebody who doesn't really know what to do, then you can teach your expertise. You can share that expertise with other people.
Very cool. And what if your business is very focused, client-specific, taking care of a specific client who would have different needs from another client? How would that apply, please?
Well, I would say in that case, you still can create a digital training, taking into account the things that you have in common or that all your clients have in common that you always do with them. And there's always something that they all have in common. So I'm going to tell you my world and what I do. I always start working on the ideal avatar for my clients. So no matter who they are, no matter what business they have, we start going over their ideal client. If they have a complete profile, if they know exactly how to speak the avatar's language, so they have done research, primary and secondary research, so they know how to position the products. They know how to write the right message on their site, on their sales pages. So this is a process I always follow. So that's part of my system. You know, if there's something that I do differently for them, then I can cover that by adding either group coaching or private sessions for the people who take my digital training. So it's something that I actually do, and is I have different levels. So I have a level that is just digital training, a level with group support, a level with private support. So that way you can basically take care of the things that you always do. So is, you know, you help yourself, you help your client, and at the same time, you can offer customized support to them.
Very cool. All right. What about pricing for this? It seems like, what's one person's information and knowledge compared to another? How would somebody know whether it's tennis or squash or how to sell a book or how to make a book or countless things, how to drive a cab, how to do anything? How would you price that, please?
Well, there are so many ways to price a product. You know, we could say, well, I'm just going to look at the competition and price it about the same or lower to beat the competition. I would say, don't do that. And the reason is that, well, first of all, you cannot compete with prices. You will be devaluing what you offer. And, you know, at the same time, even if you charge a dollar for your classes, there will be somebody who says, oh, I don't really want to pay a dollar. That's too much. So it doesn't matter how much you charge. There will always be somebody who cannot or is not willing to pay the price. So I would say looking at competitors is good just to get a good idea of what people do out there and then model what works, of course. But I would say the best way to price your product is to think about the value that it adds to people. So based on that, you know, if it's something that is quantifiable, so for example, if you work with entrepreneurs and you help them double their sales, or, you know, if you're going to help somebody publish their book and, you know, maybe have 10,000 readers or whatever it is, you can actually quantify the results. So in those cases, then you can charge a higher price. And for somebody like that, I would say a low ticket training program would be anything from, you know, $50 to $197. And then mid-ticket programs would be from $497 to $997. And then high-ticket, anything after that. And the sky is the limit, really, because I've seen courses that go for, you know, more than $5,000. So again, it depends on what, if it's quantifiable enough. Now, if what you offer is really not quantifiable, so it could be maybe a personal development program, you know, something that people are just, of course, they care about it, they're going to feel great. Then you have to ask yourself, you know, what value would somebody give to this? And it doesn't have to be necessarily a lower value, but people have to be able to see that it is valuable. I mean, if you go, for example, to Hay House, to their website, and Hay House is a publisher of personal development books, and you look at the prices of their courses, they're all lower in the lower range compared to business courses. So you could have, you know, from $49 to $97 is a common price, or maybe $297. So it goes a little bit lower. But I'm thinking if you can position your course as something that can really change somebody's life, you know, if you're teaching somebody how to better communicate with their teenager so they can finally have peace at home, I mean, isn't that invaluable? It's just a matter of positioning the product in a way that people clearly see that you provide value.
That's very cool. I like that. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. And there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the dream business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. Do you like the awesome interviews on Revenue Chat? Please help others discover these interviews on iTunes by giving a kind review if you like them. Go to tonydurso.com/iTunes and give a few sentences about what you liked. Let me know and I'll send you something to show my appreciation. That's tonydurso.com/iTunes. And thanks so much. And we're back with Cloris Kiley talking about secrets to create digital training programs that sell. Perhaps it's a dumb question, but I'm going to guess you're very good if a client or someone comes to you, a prospect, and they need help with pricing their digital products. Do you offer a training class on that or help on that, on how to do it?
Yeah, definitely go over that with them because it's essential. I think it's essential to figure that out before you do any marketing. And that's why I'm so passionate about creating a strong business foundation, Tony, because many people come to me and they say, oh, you know, can you help me with my website? You know, I want more visitors. Or can we do some Facebook ads because I need more traffic and so forth, and the social media and so forth, and the Facebook Live. There's all these little things that distract you from what really matters in your business, which is to have clearly defined products. I mean, what's the point of bringing all these people to your site if when they come to you, you don't know exactly what to offer to them, right? And how one product leads to the next. Something that I'm really an advocate of is to have options for people. So you should have an option for people to kind of get a little taste of what you can offer, which could be a lower priced product. It could be a digital training. And then you kind of bring them up to higher priced products. And if you want to, then they eventually work with you one-on-one if that's something that you want. But yes, it's important to have a variety of products, variety of offers, and to really define that before you go out there and try to get, you know, more people. I think having that foundation is essential.
Very cool. And I can see that somebody has to strategize actually all their products. What's the low, medium, high ticket items? What's the one-on-one? What's the very in-depth training as opposed to the general training, and get that all mapped out. I can totally see that before, of course, starting with any marketing campaign, you have to have your strategy in place. Absolutely. And your tactical steps, how you're going to approach it. All right. So we've got our classes, we've got things worked out. Now, is there anything important that we need to know of, do's or don'ts or tips on how to sell that online?
Well, I would say that the number one thing is to not create your products alone. Like, don't just go into your office and think, okay, of this brilliant idea, get all excited about it, work on it for months, and then release it and just hope people buy it. That is the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make, including myself. You know, that's what I did. I worked for over 6 months on that personal branding program. It was high quality, as I said. I did a ton of research, a lot of materials, and guess what? It wasn't wanted. So I would say work with your ideal clients to create your program. your digital training. And that starts by actually reaching out and asking exactly what it is that they have as a number one challenge when it comes to doing what you get people results for. So for example, let's say that you help people lose weight. So you can say, when it comes to losing weight, what is your number one challenge? You know, what is it that you want to solve? And people might say, well, you know, I'm hungry all day, so I want to find a way to lose weight without being hungry. And that's a great start for your course. So you have your ideas, you validate it first, and then you can start creating the content with the feedback of your ideal client. And even once you have the feedback, though, you should still ideally do a pilot program, because again, it's a lot of time, a lot of resources to create these programs. So you don't want something that people really don't appreciate and are not going to implement. As you do the pilot program, then you will know exactly what to change, how to make it better. And just a note about this pilot program, it should be a lower price, just to kind of encourage people to join it and to give you as much feedback as possible. So I would say if I had to choose one thing and to say the most important thing or element you need to have to sell this program is to really create it with your ideal avatar and never, never do it alone.
Okay, makes perfect sense. And it also makes good sense even for the startups. There's lots of good advice there. But the one thing a startup may not necessarily have is clients, because they're just starting out, they're putting it together, mm-hmm. and they've got to figure it out. They see a niche, they see an opportunity, they see a need, they want to fill it. But do you have any other advice, especially for the startups in our Revenue Crew audience?
Well, what you could do, there are different things you could do. What I would do is go try to do some secondary research first. So let's say that you know the topic, you have your expertise, right? So you go Google your topic, go to Amazon and search for your expertise. And I like Amazon because you can look at all the books that have the most reviews, and just look at the 3-star reviews and then see why people were unhappy. Right, they set 3 stars and 2 stars for a reason. So try to see if there are any gaps that you can fill, and that'll start, you know, giving you some ideas of exactly, you know, what people need. And then based on that, and of course you can do also a blog post. You can go to blog posts on the topic and see the comments. Always look for that. You can go to Facebook groups, join groups where your ideal client would be related to your expertise. Look at the comments, look at what people ask for, what they need. So you'll have a list of all the things that you have gathered that are common, right? So common needs and desires. Based on that, you can create something that is a little PDF download, for example, and an easy way to get like customized really language based on your avatar is just to put a simple Facebook ad for the download. And once people download that item, you will ask them, actually before you give them the download, you have to ask, what is their greatest single challenge when it comes to solving their problem? Some people will give you their feedback, and that's how you start kind of building that database of pain points, basically. And once you see a pattern, something that really stands out, then you know you have something. And you can get going with that in mind and refine your idea until something that really works for people.
That's very clever, Cloris. I like that. I like that a lot. And I like especially on seeing what people comment when they're not very happy and satisfied with the product or service. So on the flip side, what would somebody do to make their offer, you know, so irresistible? Should they go check all the 5-star reviews, or what else can they do to really make themselves stand apart from everyone else?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's actually created a blueprint. It's called the Hot Offer Blueprint. And you can just go to my website, cloriskiley.com, and you'll see it there, where I list all the things you can do to position your offer as irresistible. But I would say, if I had to say one thing, bonuses are important because, again, you're positioning your offer as something special, right? And those bonuses are not just any bonuses. It's something that an idea is to address people's objections. So let's say, for example, that you're offering a course on you know, how to build your mailing list, right? And then one of the objections might be, oh, you know, this, I'm not really knowledgeable about all this software that you have to use to grow your list and so forth. So you could offer a bonus on how to manage technology and all the technology available to do that. So anytime that you identify an objection that people might have to buy your product, that is a great opportunity to create a bonus. And that creates value. People see it. Oh, okay. So, you know, he or she is teaching me this too. Then maybe it's a good idea to buy this product. Something else that you might want to do is think about what happens after people complete your program and then offer that as a bonus. So let's say, let's go back to the tennis example. Let's say that I learned how to surf. Now my serve is amazing. What's next? Well, now I have to know how to go to the net, you know, and do volley. So then you could say, okay, I'm going to have a three-step quick training, bonus training on how to do volley after you serve, you know, like that. So something like what happens after people learn whatever you're going to say. And just having bonuses that you kind of stack on one on top of the other, it really makes people see the value in your offer. The bonuses should be so good that they're actually worth as much as your program. So it's not like, oh, a bonus is a little spreadsheet. No, it has to be something really valuable that people see, wow, you know, this is great. I cannot pass on this opportunity. And I would say, if I have to say another thing that really works, is to create a sense of scarcity. You know, you probably know, of course, Tony, in marketing, you know, scarcity is important too, because we want what is not plentiful. We want something that is exclusive, that is offered for a limited time. It's not about creating false scarcity, though. It's about making your product available to a reduced number of people just because you have, let's say, a group program that goes with it, or for a limited time, because after that, then you're going to start a new program. You know, it has to be a way that you can say to people, there's a limited number here that you can get, maybe at this particular price, or because I have this particular group program coming after. And that kind of moves people to take action and to buy.
I like that a lot. Very well thought out, very wise words of wisdom there, Kylie. Thank you. Very good. Cool. Right on. Great. Now, you know, we touched upon this here and there earlier in the show, but I want to drill a little bit more, get really deep into it. I love talking about purpose and vision. I always like to know when I bring on an expert and a lead entrepreneur, what motivates and drives them? So, Cloris, what does motivate and drive you?
It's just to see people succeeding. And I think that's been a constant since I started my business back with the high school and college students. When I saw them say, well, Cloris, I improved my SAT score by 300 points, or, you know, I got into this college. And, you know, when I saw them succeed, that's when I got that passion to help other people. So if I see an entrepreneur say, well, Cloris, you know, I got 3 more clients because of you, or look at me, you know, I finally have my message completed, I have my products ready, and I feel like I actually can make this work. When I see them have that self-confidence that they can make things happen, that's all to me. So that's what, you know, drives me, what helps me wake up every morning, just knowing that I'm making a difference.
I love it. I know it's so great just to hear that someone appreciates something that you did. It's like everything, just to hear that, yeah, this was good. I totally know what you mean. I love it. Well, good. Well, good. All right. Well, we are close to wrapping up. Cloris, is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
Well, I just like everybody to just remember, though, like my motto is reveal your magnificence. And that's not just when you remember, you know, once a week or once a month, it's about every second of your life. Because no matter what, you know, when things get tough and everything seems that, you know, it's kind of the end of the world, you always have that gift within you. And that doesn't change. It will not change tomorrow or next year. You have a great value to give. And whether it's like one person that you can change their life, or 10,000 or 10 million, just remember that you're valuable. And, you know, it's just sometimes it's just a matter of taking a little break. But after that, you know, always, always remember your value and reveal that magnificence that is inside of you.
Love it. Fine. That's so fine. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I'd like to add to our Revenue Crew audience, Cloris is offering a free 5-question quiz. She likes to know what is your client attraction style, and she can help you with that. It's a free quiz. Just go to ClorisKylie.com And right there at the top, you'll see it there on the homepage. And I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to say about that, Cloris.
Well, that's actually it's a fun quiz because, you know, you'll figure out what your style is, but not just that, though, because what happens is sometimes we have subconscious thoughts and behaviors that kind of guide the way we create our products, the way we approach our business, and that might be blocking the right people from connecting with us. So by taking this quiz, it's short, just 5 questions, then maybe you might get that aha moment. It's like, oh my God, it's true, I'm doing this. And then I will send you some, you know, training after the results, after you have the results. So you will have some guidance of, you know, what to do. So I think anytime you have the opportunity to get to know yourself better, then you should definitely take it. And that's why I created the quiz, because I think it's fun. And then it's a way to kind of get you started on your way to attract the right people. Because, you know, it's not about reaching everyone, right? It's about reaching those who appreciate your value, those who can afford your services and your programs, and then those who are actually willing to apply what you teach, right? Those are your ideal clients.
Excellent, Cloris. All right, everyone, you heard it. Please take the 5-question quiz. It's free, and you're going to find out more about yourself and get some really good questions that can help open up some doors. And if one particular thing changes your whole path and journey and leads you to better and beyond, it would all be worth it. So please go to CloriskiLee.com, check that out. And I want to thank you very, very much, Cloris. It's been an honor to have you on the show. I learned some good points. It was great. I want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be here. So thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure indeed. Once again, her website is Cloris Kylie. That's CloriskiLee.com. All right. Thank you, everyone. And stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. Our next episode is 108 with Brian McMahon, CEO of Expert Dojo, a Silicon Beach-based performance center which gives entrepreneurs what they need, success coaching, advice, and specialist help in all areas of their business growth. They have a patented 12-step accelerator program that gives businesses the edge they need. Brian tells us how to build a real business from the ground up on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right, thanks again, everyone, and until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.